to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning, this is Chris Whitson. It's great to be with you for Morning Devotions. A frail elderly woman fell and broke her hip. Now the doctor set the bones as best he could, but he knew that she'd have a long and uncomfortable recovery period. And the next day when he visited her in hospital, he found her in a state of great anxiety. "Doctor," she asked, "how long am I going to have to stay here in bed?" Now he thought about her question, and then with kindness and wisdom he said, "Look, it'll only be one day. That's one day at a time." Now I think that was a pretty good piece of advice, something we can think about. One day, just one day at a time. Very often we worry about life and we feel we can't cope with too much. Not like the committed Christian lady who had learned a lot about life. She said, "I've had a lot of troubles in my life and most of it never happened. Was imaginary, like so many of our worries." Now, you might have heard of the AA program, the Alcoholic Anonymous program, which has been going now for a long time to help recovering alcoholics. And they have a special saying, and the saying is, "One day at a time." And for many of them, they're so overwhelmed by their addiction that the only way to cope with their problem is to concentrate on one day only, not get a burden with what tomorrow will bring. It's a good principle, and I think it can apply to all of us. It means that we can take whatever the moment presents and strive to live in that moment, and it does make sense. You might know the story about Sir William Ulsar, the great doctor and teacher at John Hopkins University. Now, his medical students were getting tired and stressed out with all their study and exams, and he said this, "Learn to live in day-tight compartments." Now, what's a day-tight compartment? You know what a watertight compartment is. You put some water in a jar, you screw on the lid, and when you tip it over, the water doesn't leak out. And Ulster told them to circle each 24-hour period and to live within that period, like a day-tight compartment, and to focus all their energy on that. He said that if a day seemed too overwhelming, circle an hour and cope with that hour. I think it relates because in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Don't be anxious about tomorrow, for God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time." There it is, that phrase. Live one day at a time. That's from the Living Bible. It seems to be saying, Jesus is saying to us that this is the way we should live, in bite-sized pieces, in 24-hour segments. It was the lovely song called "We Have This Moment Today" by Bill and Gloria Gaither that talks about this. Hold tight to the sound of the music of living, happy songs from the laughter of children at play. Hold my hand as we run through the sweet, fragrant meadows, making memories of what was today. Tender words, gentle words, and a good cup of coffee, and someone that loves me and wants to stay. Hold them near while they're here, and don't wait for tomorrow. To look back and wish for today, we have this moment to hold in our hands and to touch it as it slips through our fingers like sand. Yesterday's gone, tomorrow may never come, but we have this moment today. True, isn't it? We have got this present time. That's all we've got. We don't have next month or next hour. This is the gift that God has given to us. That's why David in Psalm 35:15 said, "Lord, my hands are in your days." And in Psalm 37 verse 5, "Let the Lord lead you and trust him to help." And Paul said to the Christians at Ephesus 19 centuries ago, "Make the best use of your time." Because, you know, we're using God's time here. If you can fill each minute then with good things, how much more can you do for God? Now, it is a little bit somber to realize that today could be your last day on this earthly life. We don't want to think about it. The Bible says, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, might spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. That's from James chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. In other words, make your life count and do it now. God, the prayer says, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, courage to change the things I can, wisdom to know the difference, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.